And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 26th of December. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high, South Germany, 1040, expected Poland, 1039 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Occasional rain later in south, moderate or good. North at 0, south at 0. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, variable, becoming east, 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, Biscay, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Fog patches in Plymouth, otherwise occasional drizzle. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in southeast, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast. Fair, good. Southwest Fitzroy, variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 3 or 4. Fair, good. Northeast Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later in west, 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, fog patches at first in Lundy. Moderate or rough, occasionally very poor in Lundy. Shannon, southwesterly but cyclonic in northwest, 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic, 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle, moderate, occasionally poor. Hebrides, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Rain or drizzle, moderate, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in northwest. Squally showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, southwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in southeast Iceland. Squally showers, wintry at first, moderate or good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northwest by west, 4. Rain, 1 mile, 1026 rising. Stornoway, southwest by south, 4. Slight rain, 11 miles, 1022 rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 7. Mist, 5 miles, 1017 rising. Wick automatic, west-northwest, 5. Rain, 2 miles, 1022 rising. Aberdeen, east by north, 2. 24 miles, 1024 rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 3. More than 38 miles, 1027 rising more slowly. Boomer, south-southwest, 2. 19 miles, 1029 rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 3. 1031 now falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1035. St Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 1, 1,034, rising slowly. Jersey, east by north 1. Fog, 100 metres, 1,034, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 1, 2 miles, 1,034. Scilly Automatic, south by east, 3. Recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1,033, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest, 3. Slight drizzle, 1,900 metres, 1,033, rising slowly. Aberporth, south by west, 3. 6 miles, 1,033, steady. Valley, south, 5. Drizzle, 1,800 metres, 1,032, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east, 2. Mist, 2 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Valentia, south-southeast, 2. Recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1,030, now falling. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 4. Slight drizzle, 5 miles, 1,031, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south, 4. 5 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south, 3. 27 miles, 1,028, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 25th of December. The general situation, a westerly or southwesterly airflow covers the United Kingdom with a slow-moving ridge of high pressure over southern areas. Winds will be strong across many northern waters for a time, with gales affecting the Shetland Isles at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later in south. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches, occasional drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4, fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southeast, 3 or less, occasionally 4 near St David's Head. Fog patches for a time, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south 2 to 4, mainly fair, occasional drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest 3 or 4, backing south 2 to 4 for a time, mainly fair, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing south later, mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable for a time in north, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable for a time in north, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in North Channel. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable later in south. Showers, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale late at first. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin and also brings us to the end of Radio 4's offerings for Christmas Day. But if you're not quite ready for the day to end or if you're still very much up and about, the BBC World Service will be right here on these airwaves throughout the night. Radio 4 is back at the usual time of 20 past 5 in the morning with the shipping bulletin and news briefing from Vigi Ellis. Until then, it's time to switch off the Christmas lights in Radio 4 continuity and wish you a good night. This is Jane Steele, thanking you for your company on this Christmas night. Happy Christmas from all of us on the Radio 4 team. And if you are going to bed now, sleep tight.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Malaysia and Argentina. As fighting continues in Myanmar, we take a close look at its faltering economy. And we look back on what's been a tough year for the company that we've probably spoken more about than anyone else, Boeing.
We'd like to get lower if possible. Yes, we are emergency. We are depressurized. We do need to return back to. We have 177 passengers.
And we look at how parts of Asia have rebuilt themselves after that tsunami more than 20 years ago. And hear why India is becoming a hotspot for global artists like Bryan Adams.
We have heard his song since ages, since our... It's a kind of a nostalgia, right? If we can see him performing live, that's amazing.
He's the hero of our times and we've, you know, grown up listening to him and we still dance to the tunes of him.
First, the news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Syria's new interior ministry says 14 members of its forces have been killed and 10 others injured in clashes with forces loyal to the ousted president Bashar al-Assad. They took place in Alawite areas near the port city of Tartus. Peter Hyatt reports.
This is thought to be the first major clash since the fall of the Assad regime between the Alawites who used to run Syria and the Sunni former rebels who are now in charge. The Interior Ministry said its forces suffered casualties in what it called an ambush by remnants of the Assad regime while they were performing their tasks of maintaining security and safety. One report says the violence erupted when security forces tried to arrest a man suspected of links to the notorious Sadnaya prison. At the same time, there have also been protests in several cities after a video showed an attack on an Alawite shrine.
Officials in Mozambique say 1,500 prisoners have escaped from at least three jails. They said 150 had been recaptured. At least 30 people were killed after a prison riot in the capital Maputo. Mozambique has been experiencing severe unrest since a disputed election in October. A journalist in Maputo, Fernando Lima, described the situation.
Police is on the streets chasing everybody, looking for ID cards, since they assume that prisoners that escape from prisons do not have any ID. So this is the latest on the people that have been out of main prisons here in Maputo. But there's also reports on a prison in Nampula in northern Mozambique and also in Gaza province. There's a detention center and everybody left that detaining center.
Officials in Kazakhstan say 38 people have been killed in the Azerbaijan Airlines plane crash near the city of Aktau. The aircraft had been trying to make an emergency landing. Flames erupted at the front, but the rear of the fuselage broke away.